desce, yeah, yeah, sobe, sobe, yeah, yeah, sobe, desce, yeah, desce, sobe, yeah, sobe, desce, yeah, desce, sobe, yeah.
Got it from my mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso.
We are live, my brother Opie, and I want to welcome everybody to the Jason Opie podcast from this spectacular location.
I got to tell you, J-Bell, you've been living life this past month. You've been living life, my guy. Every time I see you in the background, it's some exotic backdrop. Where are you now, man? Please tell us what you are, J-Bell.
So you and I have some great friends, okay? Really good friends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they have been discussed on the podcast over the years, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's Karenisms, you know, our topic discussions. And I am at Andy and Karen's place Spain.
Okay.
And you are invited, I heard. The text message was sent. But you are in America.
Yep.
Visiting your people. So you can't be here. But I am here in OC. I hate to do this. I hate to do this to the people.
Okay.
But my, look at that sea.
Oh,
look at that sea.
Oh, wow.
And look at that sea. And
you know what, J-Bell? You know what?
Andy's
in
the corner over there hanging out.
Yeah, show us Andy, man. You know what, J-Bell?
Let's show Andy. There's Andy. Yay!
Shout out to Andy. Go Giants. A lot of times people ask about our show being on YouTube. And if right now they're maybe on the tube listening and maybe they're in their office listening, I'm sure they're happy they don't see where you are right now, J-Bell.
I'm sure
they are excited.
Pure hate, because this is unbelievable. I would be a hater. Oh my goodness. It's inspiring. I've been in the pool all day long. It's great having good conversations, good food the whole night. This is what the off season's all about. But you know what we're all about? This podcast, because we just don't stop. It doesn't matter where we are, OC. And you said something that I want to bring up. You sent me something like you do throughout the week, things that make us think. And you sent me a video. And it was an Instagram post that I would say perfectly describes how our conversations go. And it was based on being intellectual omnivores.
Intellectual omnivores. Absolutely. And I got to be honest, as soon as I saw that, I sent it to you with the crying laughing emojis. I wasn't actually laughing when I sent it. You know, that's another thing. You know how people
send it? I wasn't. You weren't laughing. But our emoji game is limited.
It is, man. It is. But you know how people send the crying, laughing emojis? I wonder, are they actually laughing, crying when they send that, or is just the response is just
Are they straight face? They're like laughing, crying emojis with no expression. Not even nothing on the
not even a smile.
You don't know.
We're psychopaths.
It makes you feel good though.
It does. Absolute psychopath. But anyway, the concept is intellectual omnivore. And these are people who can go from extremely in-depth discussions about, you know, the planet, about race, about anything, to stupidity. Like, are people actually laughing when they send crying laughing emoji? Like, you just keep on going back and forth. And you're so, the entirety of the world and the entirety of things, they interest you. And so you constantly consume these things. You constantly want to talk about those things. You're engaged when you talk about those things. And I just thought that it's the perfect idea, the perfect concept about what it is that we do, whether or not we're on the podcast or whether we're at my crib, at your crib, anywhere. This is just how we get down. So I thought maybe we should change the name of the podcast to Jason and OC Intellectual Omnivores. I thought about that, but I don't know.
No, I agree. I think that is it. And that we are going to do that because we can, because it's ours. And I absolutely love that, because this is what friends do, right? We're constantly learning, but for fun. Conversation is a superpower, and it should be used. It should be appreciated. And we're constantly connecting different worlds, you know? And I would say we're curious almost about everything. to a certain level, and then we just move on when we're done.
Yeah.
And that fuels our discussions, and that's why they go anywhere. I mean, when I'm here, every time I show up with Andy, I'm like, I ask him something, you know, I'm asking him what he thinks about something. And a lot of times it's controversial. He goes, not doing it now, not doing it. I don't, you're going to ruin, you know, I'm relaxing. And then 15 minutes later, we're deep into it.
You're
and then
we're,
he realizes it's too far down the street and he goes, not doing it now. I want to stop. But it's, I'm curious in how he thinks and how he organizes his thoughts. And that's exactly what we try to do on this podcast, OC. And you know what else I'm curious? I want to know. I want to, as a man who travels a lot, right?
Yep.
And you have had the blessing, and your size forces you to basically always sit up front in first class, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm here. I'm at the pool last night. Late night swim, you know. And talking about flying back to LA and stuff like that. And if I have to increase it more as time goes on, you know, I was like, you know, I use my miles for business class, and then, you know, paying for these seats, it gets expensive, you know, but premium economy is okay. And Karen goes, yeah, premium economy is kind of like a halfway house. Just rolled off
like, it's okay.
Like, you know, it's like you're just getting out of jail. You're not quite free yet.
That is terrible. It's so bad.
Yeah, you're not quite as funny as me.
At your apartment, you're basically, you're not in jail, but you're not in apartments.
No, you're like just... I said, well, you're almost out of there. You're almost out of that economy seat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. On a long flight.
Terrible.
You know, the short flights doesn't matter, man. The short flights,
yeah.
I could sit anywhere. But them long flights, bro, it is a battle. I'm glad you found that funny. Now, as an intellectual omnivore, OC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want you, right now, it's always off the cuff.
Yep.
Where has OC's mind been this week? Where are we going with this conversation?
Well, I have a couple of things for you that I wanted to discuss, right? First thing I think we should go to is our great friend, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Mr. Rodgers.
Now, I don't know if you saw this episode of the Pat McAfee show, the soon-to-be $60 million a year ESPN personality. 60,
yep.
He's getting paid more than quarterbacks.
Yep.
Right?
Now, this is the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Most people know the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, former MVP, Super Bowl champ, but a controversial figure as far as a lot of his views are.
100%. So he goes on ESPN, the, you know, major sports network, ESPN, the ones who laid off a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And he decides to go in on not only ESPN, he goes in on one Dr. Fauci, about Dr. Fauci getting up there before Congress and pleading the Fifth Amendment, which is the right to not say anything because he could incriminate himself. He did that over 100 times. Now, as we all know, COVID was a very, very serious situation. A lot of people died. A lot of businesses shuttered. It was a bad time. They came up with the vaccine. And to be fair, they did make a lot of people. They tried to make everybody take that vaccine. They did. That's without a doubt. I had to take the vaccine. I had to take 3 shots of the vaccine. Was I completely for it? No. I understood the reasoning behind why they had to move the way they did and do the things that they did. But a lot of the things that they were saying didn't make sense to me. And remember on our show, when we were on the BBC, I actually came out and said something about
trouble,
that.
You got in trouble, right? Didn't you
I got
have
in
to
trouble. I had to write a letter opinion. Apologizing for voicing my opinion on this vaccine.
The Aaron Rodgers situation, wasn't it?
100. It was exactly that situation. And I kind of came down on his side, right? And I got in trouble. They're like, you need to write a letter apologizing for this because it was very, very serious. And people did things that they ordinarily wouldn't have. And we did. And at that particular time, Dr. Fauci was, everybody was singing his praises because of all the work he had done prior and all the work he did at the time. And so he gets on before Congress now because all this information is coming out and they're talking about a lot of the dangers and a lot of the things that have happened with this vaccine.
They got his personal notes because he was putting them on the server. Yeah.
Right. And so he, you know, he gets on and he pleads the fifth. And so a lot of people were, I would say, miffed. They were perturbed. They were angry that, you know, all this stuff had happened. And then the guy who they pointed at, although it was numerous people, but he's the fall guy, right?
Right.
The guy who they pointed at is getting up there in Congress and pleading the fifth. And so Aaron Rodgers on ESPN just absolutely obliterates him, absolutely goes to town on him. But the interesting thing is not necessarily him going in on Dr. Fauci, because that's to be expected. He paid a heavy price for his stance. So him going in on Dr. Fauci, I'm like, okay, cool. The interesting thing to me is ESPN hates Aaron Rodgers, absolutely despises Aaron Rodgers, don't want him on that network, whatever. There's a report coming out that they would hate for him to be the Pittsburgh Steelers to be in the Super Bowl, and he's the quarterback because ESPN has the Super Bowl. And he's going to be.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think.
Yeah. So they're like, we don't want this.
Yeah.
But Pat McAfee is a superstar.
And Pat McAfee. And he was a recurring guest before, right? And they had to remove him.
They had to remove him, but Pat McAfee wants him back. Oh. Pat McAfee, the $60 million man, says, I want this guy on the network and brings him back in. And he's going to be a recurring guest on the Pat McAfee show.
Really?
Against ESPN's wishes. And they can't do anything about it, J-Bell. Pat McAfee, with his show and his podcast, have now become bigger than ESPN. Imagine telling your boss what you will and won't do. Imagine your boss saying, I don't want this guy on our network, and you saying, I want him on our network, and he comes on the network, and you can't do anything about it. Who's the boss, J-Bell? Who's the boss? That's
very true. He owns his platform. Yep. They pay him that $60 million to produce the entire show, pay everybody's salaries, all that, and he is to deliver a product. But to your point, they still want some sort of editorial control because it's going on their platform. And you're right with Aaron Rodgers in the past, the things he said on ESPN's platform, they weren't happy with. When I think about this, obviously Aaron Rodgers' behavior makes sense because, I mean, anybody who knows him goes, he doesn't forget anything. If he's got beef with you, he carries it forever. Intelligent guy, but definitely believes he's smarter than most people, and he might be, but
he's a smart cat. No, he's a smart cat.
He's a smart cat. Yeah. And we understand everything was politicized and people's identity was caught up during COVID, especially around the vaccine. So to your point, that makes sense. But what is confusing is you see layoffs that happen at ESPN, people we know that were supposedly removed from ESPN because they stood 10 toes down, as they say, for their beliefs, whatever it might be. And it made ESPN, who rightly so is their platform, uncomfortable because they want you to talk about sports and keep it about sports, especially during the times we are in now where there's so much out there and it's so exhausting that I do believe now a lot of people are like, I just want to hear sports because all the noise is everywhere else, you know?
Mm.
You do that, and now you allow this to happen, and you can bring in all kind of other things on racial identity, whatever it might be. It is very confusing if they're going to allow. It's just very confusing, and let's see how this kind of pans out. Over to you. What do you think is going to happen with this?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this, though. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not. But then, you know, a lot of times when I think about our podcast and how squeaky bum it is, I can kind of see why maybe they don't want on podcast to
see. They don't want it to breathe.
Kind of understand.
Tighten up your cheeks.
But hey, hold on now. Maybe they don't. Because hey, think about this, J-Bo. Let's run a thought experiment. Think about our podcast, right? Becoming absolutely major, right? But we own it.
Like we do this now.
Like this one. Like think about it. Yeah. Right? The type of things that we would do.
It's, you know, yeah.
The type of things that we would do. And I don't know, man.
But.
I don't know.
And this is the birth of the podcast. Because, especially on linear television, which we both are, we have a deliverable there. We talk about certain things there. When we do our YouTube show, the breakdown and what we're doing there, like we do football and we serve our purpose in those arenas and we love it. We appreciate, we enjoy it.
Amazing.
We love both of them. I mean, it's, we have the same intensity for that as we do this. This is just the conversations that we have sitting in the green room or amongst friends.
Intellectual omnivore conversation.
Intellectual omnivore. I like how you started. It's going to be interesting to see this shake out and to see ESPN's response from this. And I will say this. Got to give Aaron Rodgers some credit because he stood up there and he didn't back down and they couldn't turn the camera off. That's the one thing they couldn't do. They couldn't go to a commercial.
Had him right where he wants him.
Because that's Pat McAfee's show.
Yeah. Let me ask you another thing. And I want you to, because as you know, we can go anywhere, right? Yeah,
right.
So I wanted to give you a choice or the illusion of choice.
Okay. Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
The next place we go.
I got Andy here and he's a decorated lawyer. So if I got to back out of this, I can.
That's okay. Andy's helped me out on that, by the way. He's helped me out on the law.
Hey, don't be putting none of your personal business out there.
I'm just saying he helped me out. That's all I'm saying. He helped me out.
He's helped us both.
That's a good friend.
He's a good friend.
Came over there on his bike and everything to the hospital. He was like, oh,
hey, man,
I see Andy you messed up right bike. Now.
I'm
but
like, what are you doing?
Bro, he was like, I see you in a bad situation now, but let's get to business.
Let's get
to business.
Off the bike.
Yo, you know what? Speaking of uh-huh. I just had a thought about that.
Okay.
Because this was really just a couple of days ago. And then I'll get to the question I wanted to ask you. Sorry.
Okay. No worries. We got
So I'm walking. I'm coming back on my walk. As you know, this is where I have my thoughts, right?
Yep.
And for whatever reason, I thought about myself when I was laying there in the hospital. Because I have a picture. My sister took a picture of it, like when I was like bad.
All the stuff.
And that. And so I thought about that, right? And then I remembered and I wanted to text you too. I remembered, you know, like when I came out of the coma, my sister was telling me how you came in and you reacted, right? Mm-hmm. When you saw that. And for whatever reason, I had never really thought about what it was that you saw. And then I said to myself, I wonder if I went to the hospital and I saw Jay Bell the way I saw that picture. I said, I don't know how I would have reacted, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would have reacted. I don't know what I would do. If I walked in and I saw you like that, I wouldn't be able to comprehend it. You know what I mean? Because the way I see you with your energy and the way you are, there's just no way. So then I thought to myself, man, like J-Bell walked in and he saw that? Like I can't even process the emotions and the things that probably went through you when you saw your boy. Like, God damn, dog. That's some crazy stuff, man.
Your sister, I think your sister thought I was going to faint. And I think I was. Because she said she saw she saw me break down. And she goes, no, J-Bell. She's just like, no. Like, she was so... I mean, you and your sister are so close. And it was like she knew you, it's like she knew you were so present and listening, and that I had to get it together in that room, you know, go down the hallway and break down. But yeah, you know, it was, what you just said is exactly right. You, who you are to so many people, who you are to me personally, is strong, stoic, tempered, controlled, consistent. And you're the guy that is the guy that fixed things. You know, you're the guy who says it's going to be all right. So seeing you there and you not, and not being that guy, it was so foreign. It didn't make, it just didn't make sense. And it was, and you're right. It is, you were, when we were talking the other day about the race car driver that passed away when he was sick and had sepsis, and my face, we're talking, we were on the podcast and I had to stop because I go back to that vision. Picture, that's what I go back to. And I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, no, it was, I think about it, man. I thought about it the other day. I had something going on, stupid, worrying about something. And I just thought about that. And I was like, man, what, you know, you got to snap out of it, bro. Snap, you know, because yeah, it's too much life to live and too much enjoyment. All we have, bro, is today, this second. Like, enjoy the time, just like this conversation. Like, enjoy what you got, because man, life is inconsistent.
Just pure craziness. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Let's get back to it.
Thanks, man. Because it's hot out here, and the humidity is keeping my eyes together. The humidity is making my eye. You know what I'm saying?
I got humidity. It's making it. Yeah.
It's stuck to my eyes. So.
Yeah. Thank there's goodness. No onions being. Yeah. Being, okay. Yeah. All right. I got you. Okay. So the question I wanted to ask you. And, you know, since Andy's there, I'm going to, he gets to weigh in on this, where we go next. Okay.
Okay. Don't leave him too much time. Neither.
No. So it's two directions we can go in. Two directions.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. I like this.
Am I a racist? Mm-hmm. Number one, which is OC. Is OC a racist?
Oh my God. What are we doing?
The patriarchy. Where should we go next? Am I OC a racist, or are we going to talk about the patriarchy?
Andy, which one are we going to?
Nothing is more fun than racism.
Nothing is more fun than racism.
It gets the people going.
That's not the... Okay. For those, I hope everybody heard that. Andy's quote was, nothing is more fun than racism.
Nothing is more fun. Okay, good. Okay. So, as you know, I was recently in Japan. Uh-huh. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Tokyo. I come back and I, you know, decide just a couple of days ago, I want to go have some sushi. Mm-hmm. Now, the place I usually order sushi from, right, is literally walking distance from my house.
Okay.
But I order it. I never go in there.
Oh.
Never.
Always
I just
deliver.
Order it. Always deliver. Okay. Never go in.
Right. Got it.
I'm on my walks because I have to. I do a lot of walks around here, and I'm on my walk and I see the place on my walk. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to order this time. I'm going to go in there, order the sushi, take it back with me.
Okay.
I walk in, J-Bell.
Oh my God! I don't even know what's happening.
I walk in. I look behind the counter. It's not Japanese people in there.
What are they?
Making the sushi. They're not Japanese, J-Bell. I'll tell you that. I can't say the race, but I'm going to tell you that they are not Japanese people.
Hey, Andy in the back said, Andy said a race that wasn't Japanese.
There we go. A race that wasn't Japanese.
Yes, he did in the background. He named it, but he quickly.
Yes. So I walk in. The thing, the doorbell goes ding ding. I walk in.
Your storytelling is crazy.
I see them. I'm like, nah. I walk right back out.
Did it ruin the? It ruined everything.
J Bell.
Because you went to Japan.
I said no. Walk right back out. Didn't even think twice about what was happening.
Okay.
Didn't even think twice about it.
Okay.
Until I got halfway to the house. And then I stopped. I said, hey, hold on. Wait a minute.
You like the food.
You know, I literally just stereotyped, profiled, walked out of an establishment simply because the race of the people making the food didn't match what my idea of who should be making sushi is.
Oh.
And I said, wow. Wow. Wow.
You were disappointed.
And bro, you know,
yeah.
And then I started to think, I'm like, so a lot of the things that we see uh-huh. and experience, and we just immediately act or we say things about, a lot of times we do the same thing without even thinking about it.
Yes, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
And then so then I started to go down like a rabbit hole of thoughts because I was bothered by my behavior, number one. And I wanted to see if I could understand it, or maybe I was just trying to justify my actions within my head. I don't know, but I always have to, you know, I have to take time to think and process things that happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, let's talk about the idea of racism, right? Is if you have racist thoughts, or if you have racist ideologies, right, in your head, but you don't act on them, are you still a racist? Or is racism the act of actually acting on what your thoughts are? And then it's like, okay, can everybody be racist? Does everybody have that ability to be racist? Because the more I think about it, the more I think that there has to be an element of power in racism. Otherwise, you're just an idiot. So if you hold racist beliefs, right, but you have no power to do anything about the racism, then you're just a fool. Because, let's say you're a white guy and you think, and the manager of your hedge fund is your boss, and, you know, you express racism, he fires you, you're a fool. Because he's in a position of power, not you. So you expressing anything racist is just idiocy. So you get out of there. Now, if the shoe is on the other foot and you express and he, the person who has the power over you, expresses racist beliefs and fires you, then that's racism. But otherwise, the idea of racism or the idea of having racist ideologies means you are literally just an idiot unless you have the power to do something about it. It's just a thought, J-Bell.
I remember one time you said if you saw a certain amount of dudes walking on one side of the street that looked big, mm-hmm. strong, and physical, you're going to cross the other side, right? I mean, it's a pure survival mechanism. So you see Japanese food, and it's not Japanese people cooking it. When you just came from Japan, you might stereotype, say, I don't want to have that because, you know, whatever. Does that make you a racist or I don't think so because I'm doing
kinda
different terminology.
Kind of does though, J-Bell.
I think you're stereotyping.
Yeah.
You know.
No, but I walked out of the restaurant, which means I affected their pay.
Fine, because that was an impact to that. So I see what you're saying. We all have stereotypes. We all walk around and think certain ways of certain people. I will say this though. Exposure allows those stereotypes to change because you have a bigger pool of information, right? So instead of thinking these kind of people act a certain way, you know that's not true because you know so many of those kind of people, whatever it is. For some reason, I was thinking of this funny story when you were saying that. I was thinking about, you know, my man Harrison Smith, right? I always talk about. So one of the best safeties in the game, white safety, not a lot of white DBs back in the day, especially when he was playing. And him is a guy named Sendejo, who was the other white safety. And dude is crazy athletic. And he used to tell me, he's like, and he just said it so nonchalantly. He was like, yeah, you know, coach used to tell us, you know, you guys are going to get attacked. You know, this is how they're going to attack you. And the coach, their head coach would be like, you know why? And they just be like, you know what I mean? It's the stereotype. They'd be like, you know, they're going to try us. You know what I'm saying? And it just, and I'm laughing, but he just said it so matter of fact. So what you're saying, I get. Like, you go in this restaurant, you just came from Japan. You were disappointed. You wanted it to look a different way. Does that make you a racist? No, OC. No, I'm not.
You sure?
No, I'm sure.
Okay, so,
make him a racist?
So,
he just took
it. Simon said yes.
Simon said yes. Okay, Andy's got a story, cameras. Right, tell the story.
There was a long article in the New York Times, probably 10 years ago, pointing out that in particular in places like LA, you go to the finest French restaurant, 3 Michelin starred restaurant, all the food's cooked by Mexicans. You may have a French chef sitting at the pass, but the reality is the CDP, everybody else in the brigade is Mexican or Central American or an immigrant, or, you know, they are not French. And the same goes for, you know, same goes for the Spanish restaurant. Same goes for all the great cuisines across LA. The kitchens are staffed by foreigners, by immigrants.
Yep.
And, you know, obviously these are highly skilled people. They've earned the Michelin stars. These restaurants are great restaurants. And so it is absolutely true that, say, Mexicans can cook Michelin star French cuisine. However, at the end of the article, they start interviewing the chefs. They're like, do you think a French guy could cook Mexican food? And they're all like, no way. Like, there's no way a French guy could ever. No way.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. OC, you are not a racist. That's correct, at all.
Hmm. Okay. Go,
can you order back there online, please? Thank you, Andy. That was really Andy.
I'm going to walk there. That was nice, Andy. I appreciate it, Andy.
I can't believe I rolled over it like that because, you know, I get to hear these conversations. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I'm
going to
walk there and I'm going to walk in. I'm going to walk there right now, actually. I'm going to walk in and I'm going to get my sushi, J-Bell.
Oh, see, that, you know what? Yeah. That's what makes you you. That's what makes you you. Walk in there, get the sushi, say hello to everybody. That is your place again.
Man, next week, tune in for the patriarchy discussion.
Obviously, you're not going to let that fly. Remember that for next week because you know I won't, man. And I want to thank everyone and let everybody know OC and I are building a website. We built a website.
I tried to get in there. My password wasn't working, J-Bell. I meant to message you.
Okay, got the password. It's about to work. And then I also have it to where we can go on. We're going to send the link. We're going to have Simon do all this, the JasonOCPodcast.com, and you're going to be able to share your opinions, putting your information there, put a comment, and what you think we should discuss. We're going to have merch there, all of OC's famous quotes. This stuff is dope, man. This is going to be great. We're going to wear some of these shirts on our shows, too, just because OC comes through. And the first one I'm going to wear is Everything is Under Control. I'm just letting you know, OC.
I love that
I'm
one.
Going
you know the,
to
You know
that.
The first one I'm going to wear?
What's that?
Am I a racist?
I'll let you wear that,
Simon's
buddy.
Simon is nodding again.
Man, Simon
face.
Is on a roll. Simon never comes on like this. Man, he is dead serious. Straight face, no smile, no nothing. That he's definitely not doing a smile or crying emoji. He is for real right now. My man.
Unbelievable.
Y'all hit Simon out. Till next time, Jason and OC Podcast. Thank you all for listening. We love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Once again, share, let a friend know. Thank you for all the comments on social media. Really cool. Till next time, we are out. OC is not a racist.
Yes. Yeah. Sobe, desce, sobe, desce, sobe, desce, desce, sobe, 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 desce, sob